This is the Friday, June 25th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. Busy, busy Friday show like they usually are. We get you set for the, not just tonight, but for the entire weekend. And we'll get you in and out in less than 10 minutes like we promise every weekday.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, alongside this morning, Joe Fortenbaugh. How are you, sir?
Reggie Jackson scored 23 last night, Doug. I'm doing quite well. I needed redemption after that game two swing and a miss on his player prop. We got it last night. I didn't hit the Suns. Can't win them all, but I'm very excited about that. Very excited. How are you today?
You know, it was good. I very rarely go on air and really, really push a play. And I actually was almost going to text you and Tyler to give one out for me on the pod. So I apologize to these listeners who were also listening yesterday. But my Zubac prop got there with flying colors.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody tweeted me a DraftKings kind of like alternate lines player prop, basically same game parlay. And it was Zubac over points and Zubac over rebounds, but they went 15 and 14. It paid 56.5 to 1. And I couldn't believe my eyes because I was touting the double-double. I'm scared to know how much I would have bet with certain drop-down options if DraftKings were legal here in the States, or excuse me, in this state, Nevada. So he only put $5 in, and I yelled at him for that. But, you know, I hope others were really because there were a lot of people tailing, which is good. Good to know. All right.
Doing this for a living, you know, we're on different platforms talking about these picks. So you and I might talk about this here. Tyler and I might talk about it on Bet, and then we might talk about it on Daily Wager and in the office as well. There are those times when I know you are so locked in, when I'm hearing the same analysis like 11 times throughout the course of the day. SportsCenter hits, whatever it may be. I mean, you crushed it. You absolutely crushed it. I tell you to take it easy today, but I know you'll probably just triple down.
No, that was just a rare opportunity where I was like, you know, he's going to have a big game because he's going to play all those minutes. And that's the thing. You want to look for edges, and you just didn't know what the odds makers don't know what Ty Lue is doing. Not that I knew, but I had a good inkling, and it was we're trying to go from there. So we're going to try to have some similar success here. Let's start with, obviously, game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm on the Hawks. It's up to 8 now. Look, I get how the situational spot screams Milwaukee, and Atlanta has won the game one on the road. 3 straight series, and they've lost game two as my alarm goes off. They've lost game two all 3 times and not covered any of them. But I just think the situation, Milwaukee may win, but I think the Hawks are going to keep this inside the number. Look, the way coach, it's not like Coach Bud's going to make the right adjustments, right? He doesn't do that. And they protect the rim and they give up 3-point shooting. And I think Atlanta's a legit team, and 8 is just way too many.
I don't disagree with any of that. I thought this line was going to come back out at 4.5 based on what we saw, because we'll see those adjustments when it feels like the first number was really off. We'll see it with totals as well. And then to send it right back out at the same number was shocking. So I'd side with you on that one. I got a player prop in this as well. It works against the Hawks a little bit, but I'm going to bet Trae Young under 30.5 points. His scoring prop in game one was 28.5. He obviously soars over, scores 48 points. Everybody very excited about the performance, as they should be. They adjust the prop up to 30.5, which I think creates an opportunity here. When you look at game one, he shot 50% from the floor. It was his third best shooting percentage in 13 playoff games. But instead of looking at that, I'd rather focus on the 34 shots he took. He played regular season and playoffs combined 79 games this year and never had more than 30 shots in a game up until that. He had hit 30 once. And now he's shot 34 times. I agree with you on Coach Bud. I don't know if he's going to make all the necessary adjustments. He'll probably continue to struggle. But there's no way they're going to let Young get up 34 shots again. I think Drew Holiday was embarrassed. I think there are going to be some adjustments. Same thing happened in game one of the Phoenix Clippers series. Booker went off, Paul George went off, the scoring props adjusted, and then they both soared under the total in game two. I think the same thing happens here. Young under 30.5 points for game two.
All right. Can't fault you there. I think he's going to continue to go off, but it's good. I mean, look, there's an inflation there, and you want to play the opposite side.
We can disagree. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely. Let's go to the game two of the Western, or excuse me, where are we? Game four of the Western Cup
final.
Game two in LA. I apologize. So the Clippers get back into the series. Nice second half there. You have a masked man with Booker and CP3. It wasn't quite the same. Similar line here. Suns lane one on the road. Where are you headed here?
Suns. I'll come right back. I swung and missed on game three. I'll come right back and play the Suns at minus one again. The law averages here, right? Phoenix shoots 38% from the field in game three, the worst of 13 playoff games, the third worst of 85 games played throughout the course of the season. Devin Booker and Chris Paul combine to shoot 10 of 40 from the floor. They were awful. They were absolutely awful. And I'm basically betting that they're not going to be that awful again. In addition to that, Phoenix has been very good off a loss this season. Regular season and playoffs combined, 16-7 against the spread when coming off a loss. I'm going to go ahead and get right back on the train with Phoenix. How about you?
That's where I lean. I think, look, Monty Williams in the timeouts, we saw some of the clips. He was yelling at his team. He's like, no way they're going to play harder than us in the playoffs. But we see that, right? Team up 2-0, relax a little bit. And it's a little kind of corny, but the narrative is accurate. The 50-50 balls, the desperate team was going to the Clips. And I hate saying they wanted it more. That's typically what happens. And you see some of that implemented into the point spread. Now, Suns got smacked. I think they're going to bounce back. But this is a much more competitive series because CP3 is not the same. He just was off. He hadn't played basketball in close to 2 weeks. So I'm not exactly a banger, if you will, in that one. Okay, quick baseball note. Matt Harvey Day. There's certainly a tax right now. If you want to get involved with that game, look, the Orioles have been terrible. What have they lost? 14 of 15. We've talked about them on Daily Wager. We can't even mush them. They're that bad.
Maybe 20 straight on the road.
Right. And then I was going to say, then you go to the road situation. So I just have to lay the 1.5. I've never even heard of the pitcher for Toronto, but I'm going to lay it because this Baltimore team is that bad.
I'm right there with you. We started this a few weeks ago when we were tracking Harvey because he actually got off on a good note to start the season. He wasn't great, but he was serviceable. And sure, then he got blown up. Then he got blown up again. And then very quietly, we've had different bets here and there fading Harvey. I got burned on one against the Twins a few weeks ago. But other than that, betting against him has been fantastic. You might as well bet the yes on a first inning run. You might as well bet the first five for Toronto. Look at all that stuff, because Harvey has been abysmal. Any other baseball you're throwing out? Because I got some boxing I'm going to drop.
That's tonight. All I got. Bring us home, and I got a PFL fight tonight.
Oh, okay. Boxing tomorrow night, ESPN Plus. You can catch it on ESPN, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here in Las Vegas at the Virgin Hotel and Casino, formerly the Hard Rock. Vasily Lomachenko back in the ring, for the first time in 8 months following that loss to Teofimo Lopez. He's going to take on Masayoshi Nakatani, who is absolutely legitimate. This guy's as tough as they come, but he is a bit sloppy. I want you to play Lomachenko to win by KO, TKO, or DQ at plus 100. It's even money. Loma is as high as minus 2,000 to win the fight. But the reason you can get him by stoppage at plus 100 is that Nakatani's a Japanese fighter. You basically have to kill a Japanese fighter to keep him from stopping. Like, these guys don't give up. They are as tough as they come. The ethos of that fighter, they will not give up under any circumstances. So we would need the fight called, or we would need a knockout here. That is why we are seeing the price where it is. Loma, I think, is going to score that. Fully healthy for the first time in a while, and he's looking to make a big, big splash here because he wants that rematch with Lopez. Lopez fought Nakatani not too long ago and won a unanimous decision. He didn't look good in that fight. So Lomachenko's thinking the only way to get this rematch is to take a guy Lopez struggled with and to beat him in more convincing fashion. Again, Nakatani's got a big height advantage, but he's a little bit flat-footed. He overextends on his punches sometimes, which can get him into trouble. And he's not very sound when it comes to fighting on the inside. That's going to leave the body open. It's going to give Loma, who's a very technically sound fighter, an opportunity to work that body. And I think that's ultimately what's going to happen. Loma's known as being a slower fighter. When it comes to starts, he gets off to slow starts. I think he starts fast here, I'm going to play him the win by stoppage at plus 100.
All right, good breakdown there. In terms of PFL, it's Professional Fight League. It's on ESPN2, I believe, tonight. And it's I talked about it before when we had a 6-1 dog. Basically, it's bracket format. So right now, the heavyweight division is wide open, and you accumulate points. If you win via knockout in the first round, there's more points than maybe the third round, and certainly more than the decision. So I think these heavyweight fights are going to go under. A lot of options out there because there's a lot card tonight, but I like the Abreu fight under 1.5. It's like money, basically. There's a little -5 too. So I would take under 1.5 rounds in the Abreu fight. Believe it's the main event. If not, it's the main like heavyweight fight. So that's my play for the PFL. Nothing major, but that's where I would head.
At Doug ESPN on Twitter. I saw you put the video up yesterday out back by the pool, letting everyone know.
I'm superstitious.
About this.
You know, I've been 2-0 on those. I did it because we didn't have a show one day and I wanted to get it out there. I was like, you know, I did well with my, I think it was the Brooklyn Nets game 2 in the opening round. So I was like, you know, I was on a roll with these videos, and I was actually trying to do the Zubac video, but gone for the day, the guys who put those videos and clip them off the show. So, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, Joe, as they say.
Yeah, buddy. I love the mindset. Let's go get them.
All right. Have a good weekend. Thanks to everyone. And obviously, we appreciate all the efforts on the analytics. So don't forget to rate, view, and follow. It helps us out tremendously. Have a prosperous weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday.